Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not of all of these, but nothing is happening to us. It means Alert.
Yeah,
alert sir, they are disturbing us. So we have to remove alert sir.
ये अलर्ट क्या है?
What are these alerts?
माया रूप भक्त जीवन के जीव अलर्ट चतुर्विधा माया से
the conditioned souls, there are four types of alerts for them.
ये चार प्रकार के अलर्ट ब्रह्म.
One is स्वरूप ब्रह्म.
अपने स्वरूप का ब्रह्म.
He has illusion about his स्वरूप.
लौकिक पारलौकिक.
He has so many material or maybe divine desires, desires for heavenly planet, and this is Dorvalya Aparad. He is pure atomic consciousness. And that is why he is Krishna's Das or Dasi. But he forgets his eternal position as a servant of the Lord. This is Swarup Brahm, forgetting about his constitutional position. Then Asat Krishna. As soon as he forgets his real constitutional position, then Asat Krishna. All false desires, material desires, all the desires concerning his body, all those that are temporary material enjoyments, these things are all anarthas which come to him, and he desires for all these things.
If he
considers his body to be himself and things concerning the body to be his, as soon as he gets this mentality, immediately Maya captures him, kidnaps him and puts him in the world, material world. And then his heart becomes weak and then he commits offenses, aparad. After that,
Swarup Brahm
are also described in the territory of four types. All these four that I have spoke, they are all further divided into being four types. Now we will discuss it a little later. Let there be some translation. भजन रहस्य
living entity, the soul, is entirely becoming of one's spiritual identity, then comes asat krishna, attachment to material enjoyment, either by using the gross body or the subtle body. These desires that arise from these two bodies are called anandas. Because of this asat krishna, one constantly thinks in terms of I am mine. I am this body, and what is related to this body is mine. Because of this, Maya catches him and places him in the ocean of birth and death. Because of this material desire, then he has weakness of heart, rida dorbalya. And because of this weakness of heart, it leads him to cause aparad, or offense. Therefore, each of these four classes, four groups of anasas, each has four divisions.
You mean that prakarya from?
You sir, four types of Brahm. What am I?
I am Sari.
I am body.
Dukkha Sari. Wrong way, yes.
It becomes illusion that I am this body. But I am not this
body.
This is not, mind is not me. This false ego is not me. Till he is not understanding his real spiritual identity, he is wandering in this world. This body is not me. What is Krishna? He is my Vashakapi deity. Or Shankar, or Indra, or Ganesh. All the supreme personality of all Godas. In South India, Shankarji is considered to be supreme
personality.
If you worship, what does he give? Some people worship Ganesh. In Kartikeya, somebody considers. Some places Saraswati, some Kali, Bengal, they consider Kali Durga to be the supreme person. So in different places, they consider different personalities to be supreme. Sadhu and sadhan. What is my sadhu? And what is my sadhan? Who is my worship devil and what does he mean to achieve this? Many people worship the demigods, all the demigoddesses. They don't worship Krishna, but they worship demigods and Durga. This is not correct. Our aim is Krishna Prem and sadhan is Bhakti Bhajan. Further, Asat Krishna is of four types.
Laukik and Parlaukik.
This planet means material desires of this world and of the heavenly planets, design of the heavenly planets. To become a king, to become wealthy, these are also not proper to have these desires. And the way he desires, he also performs similar efforts. Especially, we have so much attraction towards wealth. And we try to achieve this, but we do not understand that this is only a cause of our trouble. You can try and try to achieve this wealth. Will you be happy? Only one should perform his bhajan. Understand, this is our real, this is something that gives us real peace. And all those pleasures in the heavenly planets, they are also temporary. Yoga buddhi means mystical perfections. He can enter into somebody's body. He can make himself very, very small, very subtle. Wherever he wants, he can travel. All these things are achieved very easily. You don't have to try for these things separately. Anima, lagima, becoming smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest, and liberation for desire for liberation. All these are temporary material desires. Aparad. This is very dangerous. Offenses towards Krishna's name. That they are called Namaparad. apparatus towards Krishna Swarup. Means service towards Krishna, not performing properly. And also offensive at the devotees of the Lord, Ganga, Yamuna, Giriraj, and apparatus towards the Dham, the holy places. Staying at these places, holy places,
Ganga, Yamuna, etc.,
Giriraj, do not be careful, do not commit any offenses to them. Always you should be very careful. Hriday Dorbalya? Whether four types. That is very insignificant. And you have desire for that. Anything that is except for Krishna, attraction towards, attachment towards wealth, towards son, daughter, wife, kuti nati. Who means that something which is not correct, improper.
Kuti
and nati means something that is going to bring benefit to us. We are attracted towards things other than them. All these things should be removed. Master, enviousness. Oh, if you see progress of somebody, become envious. Enviousness we develop in our hearts. We should remove all these things from our hearts and perform Hari Bhajan. Always you should chant loudly. If you chant Krishna Nam Kirtan like this, loudly, then your mind will become absorbed in the chanting. You chant loudly. Then this birth, circle of birth and death, this is removed very easily. There is no other way. Ashtang yoga, Yoga yoga, these will not bring such benefits. Shakyam Krishna's name, reading Krishna's name, then you can cross the material ocean of birth and death. Speaking like this, what is proper is described here. If you forget Krishna and except for Krishna, you try for something that is trying for something, you become attached to some material object, then your mind also becomes illusion. Means what? Ram means you consider this body to be yourself and all these things related to this body to be yours. If some person, take the shelter of Gurudev, take the shelter to perform Krishna bhajan, then if he doesn't take Guru's shelter, then he cannot perform Krishna bhajan. And Maya comes, captures you. The only possibility that there is to cross this material ocean, to take Gurudev's shelter and perform Krishna's bhajan. Translation.
No, no possible to perform Hari Bhajan if not.
Be right back.
People do not understand what is the absolute, what is the goal, or what is the process to achieve that goal? Therefore, because of this illusion, they worship varieties of devas and demigods. Then there is a sub-Krishna, thirst for temporary material happiness, either in this world or in the other world. In this world, they try to accumulate wealth, property, sons and daughters, or else they try to achieve a heavenly planet. But for Bhaja, neither of these desires are proper. One should not endeavor for any of these things, especially wealth. The desire to accumulate wealth is an impediment for Bhaja. Just like happiness comes automatically, in the same way wealth comes automatically. Even if you do not endeavor for it, you'll see how it will come anyway. One should not endeavor for residence in the heavenly planets, because that is temporary also. Also, desire to achieve happiness by performing different types of yoga. This is also an anatta, an unwanted desire. By performance of yoga, the subtle body achieves many different types of ability. One can achieve anything one desires. And one achieves the eight different types of yoga capacities, like Ajna, Bhagavan, like etc. And lastly, the desire for liberation. It is proper for those who desire to achieve pure devotion to give up these four types of asat Krishna. Then there is aparad, or offense. There is offense to Krishna's name, firstly. Secondly, there is offense to Krishna's aparad, the 32 types of offenses committed in certain deities. There is offense to the Vaishnava devotee, and there is offense to the Dham, or that which is affiliated with Krishna. Especially, objects which are dear to Krishna, like the Ganga and like Jiraj, Maharaj, etc., one should be very careful not to give offense to them. One should fix one's goal and become free from these four types of aparad. And when there is aparad, there must come relational bhagata, weakness of heart. That means one becomes attached to temporary material enjoyment. Firstly, there is kuti nati, who means bad or wicked. That behavior, which is kuti nati, opposed to devotion. Nati means auspiciousness. So that behavior which brings no auspiciousness is called kuti nati. That is exemplified by duplicity. Also, envy of others' good fortune. To dispel these types of weakness of heart is proper for devotional service. Therefore, how to become free from all these? One must chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, continuously and loudly. If the mind is restless, running here and there, all these types of anandas are easily dispelled by the loud chanting of the name of Krishna. By the performance of the different limbs of yoga, and by meditation, giving of charity, etc., these anandas are not dispelled. How are they dispelled? In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it's described, Vayam Vidya Abhavane Sanchat. Therefore, Bhagavati Shan Gurudeva Prana. The Jiva has forgotten Krishna and become attached to things of this world. Therefore, he is experiencing suffering. Because of this false attachment, he thinks, I am this body, and what is this body belongs to me. In other words, I am mine. From this time, the only way to become free from this fear is if someone takes complete shelter of the feet of the bona fide spiritual master. And under the guidance of the bona fide guru, one performs Krishna's devotional service to Sri Krishna. There is no other way to become free from its very existence or its concomitant fear.
Reading. Like this, taking shelter of Gurudev, then he learns the methods to perform bhajan, Shravan Mandan, etc. He follows all the limbs of bhakti, and then definitely, certainly, Tattva Gyan will manifest. And also simultaneously he will develop renunciation towards all material and materialistic objects. Certainly it will happen. He will develop renunciation towards the material world and Tattva Gyan. It will manifest in it. He takes the shelter of Guru and performs his bhajan, and Tattva Gyan is not coming. Who are the worshipable for me? Demigods or Krishna? He is not having any realizations, no understandings. Then he doesn't develop any renunciation towards material objects, then bhakti will not come. Certainly there is some fault somewhere. He is hearing Harikatha, but he is not developing any renunciation. Pure devotional service is not manifesting in his heart. You must understand. Something fault is there in my Shravan Kirtan. Remove these faults and with pure form perform Bhakti Bhajan. Today is Deepavali. In the evening we will celebrate Deepavali. Deepavali means with one lamp all the world is lit by its effulgence. There is no effulgence in the heart. Only through bhakti you can have darshan of Bhagwan. This is lighting the lamp of your heart. Like this, we should celebrate Deepavali. You should give in charity the lamp's name. Through bhakti, your heart should be lit. And this Paratattva, our Paramarathya Sri Krishna, this is the glories of Deepavali. Just lighting the lamps is not enough. You know the darkness of your heart. Today in the evening, immediately after the Pravachan, we will go to Mahasi Ganga. On this temple also, we will decorate this with lamps. We will light candles and lamps and remove the darkness of your hearts by performing the pure thing. We will perform a short parikrama today after the breakfast. Manasi Ganga we will go. And thereafter, Haridev Ji, where he lifted up Govardhan, that place. And Brahmakunda, where Brahma is performing yajna so many times, long time. Then Chakleshwar Mahadev, Sanatan Goswami's bhajan kutir, which is Giriraj Govardhan, Mukharvind. We will have darshan of all these places and come back.
Therefore today is Deepavali. Deep means lamp.
illuminates the darkness. In the same way, Deepavali's real meaning is one should take the lamp of devotion in the heart, and by this devotion, the heart is illuminated, so one can see both Krishna and also oneself. Therefore, tonight, all will go down to Manasi Ganga, and we will offer lamps to Krishna. Maybe with Krishna in mind, he is our goal. And we will pray that the bhakti should also enter our heart, dispel the darkness of material existence, and illuminate myself and also my relation with Krishna. Then also, on the four directions of the temple, up and down, devotees will put candles, giveaways, all kinds of things. But Deepavali does not just mean offering lamps and candles. Deepavali means to take bhakti in our heart. So after this, we're going forth to Manasi Ganga, Sri Haridev, to Ramakund, where Ramaji performed yajna for thousands of years, then Chakrishwar Mahadev, the blessed study of Sri Sanatana Swami, then Mukara Binda, the mouth of Giriraj, then we will return here.
Hare Krishna. Have breakfast, then we go for darshan. Hare Krishna. Aajke Deepavali, apnar Deepavali to mombati byabohar korben na. Mombati byabohar korle, mom sab jokhon raste chole jay, apnar orone chipke jay, খুব অসুবিধা হয়, পাথরে এবং রং সব নষ্ট হয়ে যায়, আবার অনেক খরচ হয়, খরচই না, রং একদম খারাপ হয়ে যায় একদম। আর দীপাবলি সব সৌন্দর্যের ওই মোমবাতি ব্যবহার না করে, মোমবাতি ব্যবহার করে পর মোমতে পাথর নষ্ট হতে হয়, ও রং ভি নষ্ট হতে হয়, সকল সৌন্দর্য কই মোমবাতি ব্যবহার না করে, কেবল দীপক ব্যবহার করে। শুধু এই দীপাবলি
Thank you.